This is Fireballing Through College. Fireballing Through College.
The actual hell we're doing, because we're strong and independent women. Thanks.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Fireballing Through College podcast. This is your co-host, Camila.
And your other co-host, Catherine.
And it's been so freaking long.
Sorry, everybody.
We've been slacking.
I love how just a few episodes ago, we were just talking about how we're going to be on top of the podcast. Yeah. Once New year starts, new us.
We're getting famous and shit. Here we are.
Here we are.
After a month.
Yeah, but anyways, we have like one of the most famous guys in all of DC. With us right now,
our superstar friend
Mr. Presley is one of the coolest guys we know. Presley is at least like, he's so friendly. I feel like everyone you meet, you're like, oh yeah, it's so nice to meet you, hugging everybody, making sure everyone is like taken care of at the party. And so yeah, Presley is super wild. He's a pre-med on the pre-med track at GW. He's junior just like us. He is originally, your family's from Ghana, but you live in New York. And so, yeah, Presley's like, boy. So
you get, okay, let's yeah, just introduce talk. Himself.
Yeah,
okay.
Thank you. Yeah, please talk.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. And I pay you to say that. It's fine. I just pay him to say that. But yeah, I'm Presley, junior at GW.
Yes.
Yeah. I forget sometimes. But,
we're so old.
But yeah, I'm from, my parents are from Ghana, I'm from New York City, yeah, and I guess that's me.
Also, Presley lives the Coven way, just like us.
Yeah.
We don't know how he does it, because he's either, how do you say it, like, he's either clubbing or sleeping.
Yeah, he's literally, every time I call him, it's like the same face look, and it's like dark in your room.
I don't even know how I do it. I don't even know how I do it.
I've been asleep. It's like 4 p.m. and you're like, no, I'm so tired.
Because it's like, it changes, you know. For me, I think like night is day and day is night. It's like
weird. We love that.
I mean, that's, so yeah, Presley, we first met Presley beginning of sophomore year.
Yeah, it's like your first week in there.
Yeah, it was. It was honestly, I think we already talked about like our first time at SAX. It was like a beginning of a new era for us.
Yes. And we stepped from Ultra to SAX. Thank you, guys.
You upgrade.
So big upgrade.
Yeah, you guys helped us level up immensely, find our new beings. We met Presley because a friend of ours, yeah, Rafa, knew him. And so so she like saw him. Presley was bougie as heck. He was up on this second floor, and like you guys were like looking down at us, and we were like freaking on the,
you guys had like the nicest table and all sacks,
and
like, wow, who are these people?
And Rafa was like looking at her, and she's like waving, and she's like, my friend's up there. And you like were like, come on,
Rafa,
come on.
Yeah, I was like, Rafa, like,
and I was like, wow, you guys are like way cooler than us. Like, we're on the verge, okay.
No, it was fun. So I remember, like, I was like, Rafa, and those were probably, you guys were like, oh, who is this random guy screaming like a curse? Like,
but like Catherine said, you were so nice, so we're like really happy.
Yeah, because like I said, like the first time we met you, you were like hugging us, and you're like, yeah, come with us, it's gonna be so fun. like dancing, having the best night of your whole life.
No, it's like, it's fun. It's fun to meet like new people and to like, you know, yeah, it's like fun to be nice to people. Like, that's what college is about. So I think it's like, it's nice.
Absolutely. I agree.
But yeah.
So yeah, I just want to say I'm very excited for Presley to talk about some of the things that he's done, because he always makes me laugh, because as I get to know Presley more, because like he's, like we said, he's very wholesome. He's super friendly, super nice. He does actually, contrary to what people would think, do well in school, because you,
surprisingly, I still don't know how.
Still in the pre-med
track. I still don't know how.
And he always tells me funny stories. Like, I remember I was like, Presley, what did you guys do like before you guys met us? Because like, of course, we like changed your life, you know. It's like, what did you do?
Like, it was like, you know, in an old life.
Boring before you guys. And he was like, actually, there's this really, it's so funny, this one time we went and your friend who's like a guy friend, I feel like we should come up with a name for him, so we can
come up with the name,
the Godfather.
I like that.
Okay. I think he would love that.
Yeah, he would love that.
He would love that.
Yeah, so the Godfather apparently told Presley, he's like, Presley, I found the best chicken wings.
In the whole of DC.
He's like, dude.
It was just amazing. It was just amazing. He came up, he's like, are you in the mood for chicken wings? Like, I want chicken wings. And this is like the first, like, I guess, not the first time, but like one of the few times he's actually like, try chicken wings, like, uh-huh. You know, like fried food and stuff like that. He's not used to that. So he's like, oh yeah, like, you know, you want to go to this place, like they have such an amazing chicken wing. And you want to tell where we went, or should I say?
Yeah, okay, can I please say? Yeah, because yeah, Presley was like, yeah, we went, and then like there were naked women everywhere. Like, it was a full strip club, and I could just see you and the Godfather just like chilling, eating the chicken wings, surrounded by,
who
like,
who cares about this naked women?
Yeah.
No, it was just like weird. It's like, you know, we went to a strip club for a chicken wing. I'm like, what? But apparently, not apparently, the chicken wings were good. I guess, like, you know.
Were they the best chicken wings in DC?
They were. I think they were. Go. They were. We should go. One of those days, we should go, like, 100%. We have to test it out. I believe they were the best chicken. They're in the wrong business, I think. They should change it up. They should change it up.
That's hilarious.
But yeah, it was fun.
Okay, so we've talked about the Godfather. He's also like a very close friend of ours, and yes, we love him very much. So we found out today about how Presley met the Godfather, and we think you should tell a story, yeah, because it's hilarious.
The Godfather. It was like, what? So freshman year, right? And one of my friends, like, this guy I knew, was like, oh, there's this like French guy, you know, he's like, he seems like cool. He's like a little bit crazy. Like, you guys would get
a little bit has green hair when I first met him.
He's like, you guys will literally, like, you know, we'll be good friends. You should have to see him. You have to see him. He's unique. And I'm like, okay, this guy doesn't sound like right. Like, it's like, who the hell is this guy, you know? So one time I was in my room, and someone knocked, like, it was like, it's very unique. Like, it was, and I was like, okay, because like in
code.
Yeah, in the college dorm, if someone is coming to your room, they just like, boom, boom, press, are you in? Like, yeah, you know, or something like that. And this was like special, almost. Like, you know, I'm like, okay, who the fuck is this? Like, who is this guy? Like, you know, I opened the door, I see this guy, you know, in, what do you call it? Button down shirt, he has glasses on, like dark, like colored glasses, like sunglasses on, right? And it's like, you know, a Polaroid or whatever, so uh-huh, it's like different colors, right? Like green, yeah, like, you know, all, oh, like in the shades, right? And I can see his face, I can see his eyes, right? And this guy, like, we are kind of the same height, right? Uh-huh. But like, he's looking above like me, and I'm like, is he okay? Like, it's like he's not looking directly in my eyes. So he's like, oh, hi, are you Presley? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, want to shave your head? And I'm like, what? And he's like, you want to shave your head? And I'm like, no. Like, for some reason, I felt like
you know, your hair is like already so short. Like, why?
No, and it's just random. Just random guy knocks at my door. And it's like, you want to shave your head? And I'm like, no. So I just,
yeah,
like,
Presley was like, don't touch me with that razor, bro.
No. So I just like welcome him in. And initially, like, for about like 5 minutes of us having the conversation, right, I thought he was like blind. And the way he wasn't looking at me, it felt like he was looking like sideways. So I was like, I tried to help him with the chair. I'm like, oh yeah, sit down. And that, and then he took off his glasses, right? And he was looking directly at me. I'm like, oh, I think at some point in the night, I told him, are you like blind or anything? He's like, oh no. And I was like, initially I thought like this blind guy walks into my room and he's like, oh, you want to shave your head? And I'm like, that does not make sense. Like, and to be honest, like, I'm like later on in night, I'm like explaining it to myself. I'm like, really? A random guy walks into your room.
And you,
like,
let him in.
And
like,
I just
why?
Let him in. And plus, what do you call it? The most, like, obscene thing. It's not like, oh, him shaving my head. It's just because, like, I thought he might be blind. So how can a blind man shave my head? No, it's like just some random person coming up and be like, oh, you want to shave your head? I was like, what the fuck?
And like, you're like, you know, yeah, of course. Yeah. Just come in.
And it was just like, it was just a casual, like, you know, school day during the week, like a Tuesday, Wednesday, like thing. And I'm like, okay, but it was fun. It was fun. We did get to save someone's head, but not my no mine, luckily.
That's so yeah. funny though that you guys actually shaved somebody's head.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun.
The Godfather yeah. has many talents.
Yes.
Shaves.
He's a man tattoos. Yeah. He's a man of multiple talents.
Yeah, he, like we said, like, just agree, you thought he was a little bit crazy. Like, he's definitely wild.
He is wild.
I thought it was wild. So funny because the first time I met him, it was for Halloween, and he dressed as like the Joker. Mm-hmm. I remember. Oh. So his hair was green. And I remember our friend Fabi was like, no, that guy's crazy. He's so fun. Like, his hair is green. I'm like, no, Fabi, like, there's no way. Like, that was just part of the costume.
Yeah, that's part of the costume.
And then, like, after a month later, we like keep seeing him, and his hair is still green. I'm like, oh no, hair is green.
It's not just about the costume. I think he goes like every month, he just sits down and he's like, what image do I want to portray to the world this month? You know, mm-hmm. He's like, oh, dye your hair green, get like a military costume, like go like become a general, like do this. Like, he comes out and plan each month, you know. He's like,
let's get some piranhas.
I know, like, let's get some, you know, random objects, you know, let's see what we have to do. Let's hypnotize someone, like, today. Who wants to get hypnotized?
I can't believe you guys got hypnotized. That's just like, what did they do?
So
yeah, the guy, he like made him like say words that started with an S, yeah, and then slap himself.
Yeah, fun moment.
And I feel like something that is really important that to point out is that we talked about earlier on the podcast about how important it is to be very open to meeting new people, mm-hmm. especially when you start college. I know that, Presley, you didn't know anybody else coming to GW particularly, right?
Yeah,
you know,
I barely new people here, like, you know, it's just like, you know, GWI, like every like freshman, like, you just come in, I think CI or whatever that is called. I didn't even go to CI. I went to my dorm and I was like, Thurston, and I was like, I can't stay here. So I didn't meet the people, like my floor mate or my roommate. I didn't meet them, they didn't meet me, I didn't know anyone. Like, it was kind of like weird those couple of days, but yeah, but like coming in, it's just like, you know, being open to people. It's like, you know,
I mean, you're always inviting people, yeah, like everywhere.
Yeah, like, I think it's like very important in life, mm-hmm. you know, that you have to be open and welcoming to meeting people. Because if I didn't welcome this blind guy into my room, like, you know,
I would never met him
and see like how crazy and like, you know.
And you wouldn't have been friends with us.
Yeah, it's like, you know, everything.
All
you know.
Life. So, yeah. Exactly.
Be open.
So, yeah. Do you want to talk about some of the things that you did freshman year? I know that you had, Presley had a more typical freshman college experience than Camila and I, because we lived on the Vern, so we were kind of isolated from the city and like the rest of the freshmen. Yeah. But you had like,
we clearly missed out on
we missed out on
like a 70 people party. Oh. That got,
oh, that was going to be epic. Like, that had so much potential. Like, it was like, actually, we planned like for days. We were like, this is what is gonna come. We're gonna bring people in sections, and like,
oh my god,
we have lights, we have a DJ set, we have, what do you call it, microphones.
Oh, like, you had like a full table of meals.
Oh, yeah, meals. Like, it was like, what, different cuts of meat, like, oh, it was god. So like, different cheese, like, and I'm like, what the fuck, this is weird, like, but it looked so amazing, right? And we had so many people playing. We walked from like blocks with like an army of people, like walking through DC, and I think people were looking at us like, what the hell is wrong?
Where are these people taking us?
It's just random people, like some people we probably like never met. It was like, oh yeah, bring your friend, let's go, everyone. And we had this crazy party in mind. We had smoke machines, light, just name it, we had it. But yeah, it was just like so amazing. And we started bringing people in, like, we started bringing people like in different sections, right? To about like half of them went up, right? And we had like the smoke machines, right? And all of a sudden there's like a fire alarm and the smoke machine just filled the whole room with smoke.
How did you guys like not even think of that? Like that's just like, it just sounds so obvious that a smoke machine was like such a bad idea.
But
in an
it
apartment.
Added so much, what do you call it? Ambience to the place. Like
I can see you and both the Godfather. You guys are like, no, we need that smoke machine.
It's just like it went so over the top. It just looked perfect. It just looked like a club, like within the apartment. It was just like, yes, like you know, it was just like amazing.
Okay, after COVID, we have to recreate this.
We
party.
Have to recreate
with no
it.
Smoke machine. Yeah.
No, but it did add it onto it. But what do you call it? The fire department came and the person was like, oh, the front desk was like, no, you guys cannot have the party. We like, we try to like, you know, talk while we wait through, but they're like,
I feel like the people at the front desk must like hate you guys.
Oh, they hate us. They really do hate us.
No, they're
us.
Good. I
no,
love
they're
you.
So nice. No, they're hella nice, but it's like, you're always
like, they're,
like
bringing people
over.
And it's like, it was just,
I remember one time we're like, hey, we're going to like the Godfather's apartment. He's like, are you guys gonna party? And we're like, no, we're not.
No.
I feel like the entire apartment, right? Like we get into the most trouble. Like every time it's like, oh, the manager is calling, they send us a letter, they send us this, they send us this.
And like, the thing is that the Godfather's brother, we have to come up with a name for him too.
What do we call
the Godfather's
him?
Brother, Bahama Boy? I think he would love that, but I don't know. No, but he's just as wild as the Godfather. And so he's still
going. Like, yeah. I mean, he's just like, I guess, coming of age. So like, you know, we're trying to see what crazy stuff he's going to do.
Yeah,
we're here for it.
Exactly. We love all of you guys and all your craziness.
Yeah.
Okay, so clearly you guys had like partied a lot in DC. Presley started going clubbing before, or like no, we like went clubbing freshman year, but like our clubbing experience wasn't the best freshman year.
I mean, it's freshman year, so I don't.
Yeah, like everyone's like just trying out. But like, what are like now one of your favorite clubs in DC?
Well, can you also go through all, because you've been to
you've been to so many. I don't think we've been to that much.
Yeah, so will you go through the ones that you've been through and maybe like talk about some
Where do I start? I think the first club we went to was Eden,
which is really small.
Yeah,
it was just like we went in, right? And like we had limited experience about like clubbing and all this stuff, right? And we just see like people just like making out with people like on the dance floor, like on the wall, and we just like looking at each other say, like, what the fuck?
Okay,
this is
one thing I remember about Eden. I went there inside for like 10 minutes and I had to leave because like one of my friends couldn't get in, so we like left. But it was so hot inside. I was suffocating.
Yeah, it was just weird. The like layout of the room is just like a long, narrow, like it's just weird.
It's strange.
It's just strange. And it's just like, I don't know, that day, like we were just looking at each other and we're like, oh, it's just is this DC club scene like
is this what it's gonna be like for the next
It's like, yeah, it's like, is this the club scene in DC? Like, because it was really like, it was really pretty. Sad. We were uncomfortable a little bit. And then we went to St. Ives. Like, St. Ives was I think it was like a Latino night or
always.
Like, you know,
those
oh my
the
God.
Best ones. Yeah, Camila, if you would drop her anywhere in this world, like to have fun, it's like Latino night.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was
my favorite club.
It was just amazing.
It's like the music is great.
Yeah.
The space is great. Like, it's just like well spaced out. I love, best club ever. I remember we went to one, I think it was like the Living Room, which was like a really nice club. Like the layout is so nice.
Oh,
but
I
like
remember.
You didn't like
the demographic was kind of off.
Yeah,
like, the demographic was.
It was like no college students.
The demographic. It was kind
the
of basically
group,
empty when we went.
Yeah, it was empty and it was like just like grown up men.
Yeah, it was just like too many older like people, which was like.
It's like that's the same with like what's this other club that we went with you guys once or like twice.
Oh,
I think it's close to St. Eve's or close to Opera.
What's funny is I remember
Griffin or something like that.
Oh, I remember.
I remember the guy that went to GW that was on The Bachelorette.
Oh yeah,
Luke. He says that one of the places he always went to in DC was the living room, which wait, the what? Living room is kind of
take
like
it super back.
I know. Take
there's,
it back.
Wait, what do you call it? There's
someone... a GW graduate that went into like he didn't last long.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Look at GW going places.
Yeah.
No, okay. I was like, okay, that you try to slip that right in. I'm like, what? Okay, that's like.
Okay, okay. So what about like opera and opera ultra? Theater. You definitely went, yeah. Right?
Oh, you meant what do you call it? Was just I.
What's
know,
the name? It's like also you have to like go downstairs. Down, yeah.
Heist.
Yes, Heist.
Oh.
Heist was kind of a cool vibe.
Yeah, it did. Like
the demographic is like not the best.
Yeah, certain days
and
it was like
really
weird.
Small. So I feel like it's, you can't like, I don't know. It's not like I guess maybe a bunch of college students could go in, but I felt like it was a kind of like clicky, but with very different. You know,
yeah, yeah, it was
just like college
students, yeah. But what do you call it?
Well, I remember, were you there when like the fire alarm went off once?
Oh yeah, it was just like, I'm like, is this a fire drill? Like, you know, they were like, evacuate. It's just weird.
Yeah, it was weird.
Like, you're gonna die. You're like, fire drill, don't need to worry about it.
No, because it's like, you never think about like a club having like a fire.
No,
like,
you
like,
really
you know,
think you
like,
would die because like,
yeah,
there's a fire
like,
at a club.
And the
so
alarm
crowded.
Was going off like, I'm like, is this like a new like you know
is this like a new song
like they trying out a new vibe in the club like it was like yo it was like fire night or something like that like you know it was just like and oh we all God. Had to go out it was just like what it was crazy.
Okay, have you guys been to Decades? So we've never been
oh
like,
Decades yeah we've been to Decades.
I've been
yeah.
once when like the guy from like Corey and the White House was there. I oh, went to the oh, with Jackie
I remember
and we're like dance. I have like a picture, not like really? The name, because he was like in the background. But I was like, "Yeah, Corey in the house."
I remember that.
But Decades was just like I don't know. It was just weird.
It's also
vibe.
Like a yeah.
It was just, but it was like, interesting, like the different, like the layout of the club was like
yeah.
Very interesting.
I feel like it's also just like one of those places, like opera and Decades are like some of people's like. First experience.
Oh yeah.
I think it's funny because Jackie was telling us how she was like talking to this like frat boy in one of her classes and he was like, oh yeah, like the best club is like Decades. And Jackie's like,
no.
You have no idea.
No, it's just like I feel like Decades is like I don't know, I don't think they are welcoming, but like the way they treat like people getting in is so like bizarre. Like,
oh, really?
I think,
why?
No, because I've seen multiple times, right? Like them like turning people down, like left and right. Like they will like do a little bit, like you know, you see drunk college kids who like you know, be like touching each other, kind of like you know, fake fighting with each other, and like they're like get out of the line, like you know, it's
oh
like, and it was like they've been like really straight. I think one time, right, I was trying to get in, and they kicked me.
They kicked you out.
Oh my god. No,
we were all confused. We were like, what?
And why?
Like, no, you can't come. I'm like, I think the bouncer had something against me. I'm not gonna, we didn't mix it. And we all look, I'm like, why? And he's like, no, you just can't come in. And we're like,
I would,
oh.
No.
No, it was, and we were like, okay.
I would throw
first
hands.
Of all, this is Decades.
This is Decades, like, yeah.
Okay, like, it's fine. I don't even want to be here in the first place. Yeah, it was so bye. Like, this was like charity work.
Yeah.
That's why
now,
I'm here.
Bye, Decades. And your weird
it was
bouncers.
Just like, okay. And I was like, okay.
No,
was,
we're like, we're good customers tonight, society.
Yeah. And yeah. So what's your favorite club?
Okay. So I feel like, For a while, right? Like St. Ives, right? Was like, or St. Ives or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I never know how to say
it. No one knows how to say it. It went down a little bit, but it came up, like, it became, like, victorious. I feel like every time you go there, it's just, like, it's, like, amazing night.
And then we
you're
went
like,
there every Friday, like, it's
yeah,
sophomore year.
It became, like, it was amazing. So, like,
that's
it,
so
it definitely
I don't like it that much.
You really don't
I
like it?
It?
No, I like, it's okay.
You like sax more.
Yeah, I know. Everybody knows that's my favorite club.
No, it was just shows they did in the beginning. Was, like, my first time going to sax was, like, oh, the lights went down. Like, we had dinner, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we had the food. We sat down. They started moving, like, stuff, like, turn it into the club, like, you know. Atmosphere and stuff like that, and like, oh, the lights went damn music started playing. This performer came in with like fire, like throwing fires out of their like mouth. Like,
was this the night that we met you, or is it a different?
No, I think they always have that. Sex is like a,
yeah, they have that all the
like
time.
Like a show before clubbing.
Oh. It was just like we were like, oh, like people doing like different like acrobatics. Yeah, you know, like this guy twirling himself from the. I'm like, is he about to die? Like,
if the CEO of Sax is listening to this, can Camila and I get like free passes to go to the show?
No, and the famous thing about the show is like they have a chair, right? Uh-huh. And if it's your birthday or you're having a special day, right? You could rent it out, and there's a chair, right? And the girls, like every night, there's like these four girls who come to like dance, do this whole choreography, like I don't know, whatever, like, you know, it, just like the whole production, you know, going on, right? So if you get like if you pay for it, they come with a chair, you sit in, and they kind of do like a fake lap dance on you. And it was so funny. One of our friends, right, when he came here, like, you know, I guess he's going to be on the show, should I say his name? Marwan.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he came, right? And I guess this is his first time coming to like college and stuff like that. So we got him a seat and they called him. He's like, oh no, they actually call your name on the speaker.
Oh,
and
my
we
God. Just like, I would be so embarrassed.
And they come, right? Pick you up like with the whole like, you know, entourage and whole escort, right? And take you to the chair,
so
right? Yes.
I would have killed you guys. Yeah.
No, and it's so funny, right? All the lights go out and just the spotlight is just on him. And boom, boom, and it goes like they come out like and people are applauding, like, and you have to take like a drink at the end. It was so funny, and I'm like, if I did that, I would die.
I would actually. I would die. No,
what the hell? Did the Godfather set it up? Because
of course,
I feel like that's like me. The one who set it up. Like the first time we went like to the club, and like the ladies with like the big like the big, signs come in. I'm like, what is happening? Like, what is this? That's so funny.
Yeah,
I love all of these stories. I want to tell my favorite Presley story.
Okay, please.
Can I tell? Okay, we went clubbing one night, and after that, we went to Surfside, which is one of my favorite places to like go eat.
Oh, it's so good.
It's so good. And they're like open 24/7.
Not now, though.
No, yeah. Not now, oh, damn, sadly. You're right. Yeah. COVID.
Okay, but when stuff goes back to normal,
yes,
they
we'll
are.
Be there. Oh, the taco. Okay,
it's so good.
So we were at Surfside. So Presley and I were both pre-meds, yeah. And we're at Surfside, and this guy, like 30-year-old man or like 35-year-old man, he was really drunk, and he like fell from like a stair.
He was on the stairs, and he like dropped.
Yeah, and he like hit
floor.
His head, and he was just like laying on the floor, and I was like, Presley, we gotta help him. I'm like, what do we do? He's like, and like Fabi's like, no guys, let's just like leave. This is like weird. And I'm
of
like,
of course, Fabi.
Fabi's like, Fabi's like, yeah.
And he run.
And Fabi's like, guys. Like, no, Camila. We are future doctors. We have to help him. It's like Presley and I are both like laying next to the man, like, sir, are you okay? Are you breathing? Like trying to feel like his heartbeat. And then I was like freaking out, like just like there was like a cop car like right in front of us. I was like knocking on the cop's car, and I was like, ma'am, like there's the man. We need to call 911.
Call 911. Yeah. Call an ambulance.
Call an ambulance.
Wait, when did they come?
I mean, we told the cop, we pretty much left.
The cop, walked to him and tried to see if he's good. But yeah. Like, I think that was the time I was doing my EMT class.
Yeah, you were doing EMT class.
I was doing my EMT class, right? Practice. And I was like, I felt so pumped. I'm like, okay, what's my ABCs? Airway, breathing, circulation. Like, you know, I'm so ready to dive in. And I'm like, okay, this guy is probably just drunk alcohol, like, you know. Yeah. And we're like, sir. Are you alert? Who's the president? I'm like, going, I'm like, it is so weird. We were like, oh yeah, are you okay?
Oh,
are you
God.
Okay? And we're just like so worried about this guy, like this random guy we met.
No,
up
but
this
I week. Just thought it was hilarious. We're like, we are doctors. Like, I mean, we have to help. Like,
this is our objective. This is our main. I was oh, so serious about that. That was so funny.
Oh, so that's like one of my favorite memories. That was so fun.
That was.
It makes me laugh though, because when you were a part of like EMT training, yeah. You would have to wake up like extremely early in the morning. And we would like, and also Presley is not one to be like, sorry guys, like I gotta be back in my bed at 3 a.m. So like I have, when I have to wake up at 7:30 tomorrow morning, like I've at least had like 4 hours of sleep. No. You're like, you want to stay in Crepe Away until like the vibe is done. Like the last person
until out of Crepe Away. What do you call it? The sunrise.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And so you, how do things get done? You also talked about going to the US Open in the middle of the school year.
Okay, I don't even know how stuff get done, like, to be honest, like, I don't know, I'm still trying to figure it out.
You're like, just, like, really smart.
Know, people think I'm, like, super, like, you know, put together. I'm, like, I'm so messy, like, I don't know how I'm surviving, but I guess there is, I'm still here, so.
When we had, like, dinner last night, you're, like, yeah, I have, like, an orgo exam that I really need to study for.
I have, like, coming up, and I don't know anything about the chapters, like,
you know, you'll be fine, you'll be fine.
But yeah, it's just like, I don't know, you just have to find the balance, like, you know, it's everything with the balance. And like, I try my best, like, even though it's, I'm so bad at it, I try my best to do stuff like in advance, like, you know. And I'll be like, okay, because usually during that time, I know Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we're going out, so it's just like, I'll be like, okay, I'll do most of my work in the day, like Monday, because I'm doing like most of my work, so that Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I have like, you know, those days off.
That's
like, you know,
I'm
like,
that's why we never see Presley during the day.
I know, it's like, I'm out. I'm locking myself in my room and what, either sleeping or what do you call it, doing work. Yeah, so I guess that's how I try to find the balance. But but yeah, I still don't know. I'm trying to figure
it
out.
We're all trying to figure it out.
We'll see. When I find it, I will, like, what do you call it? Let you guys know.
But you'll post it on your Instagram.
If I know how to do that. No, but what do you call it? Yeah. It was fun. Like, with the US Open story. Oh, mm-hmm. My God. So, like, our friend, the Godfather, right? I think it was a Wednesday or something like that. Wednesday. I was like, I was walking to class. I remember this. I was walking to class, right? And Wednesday afternoon or something like that. And this guy calls me. He's like, Presley. I was like, yes. And he's like, what do you call it? Name 5 tennis players. And I was like, okay.
Was that like a test? Like, what if you like, yeah, name 5 tennis players?
And I was like, Selena, Fidel, Nadal, like whatever. Like, I was like, I was surprised with myself. I actually named them, like, okay. And he's like, good, you like tennis? And I'm like, I don't mind it. Like, and he's like, cool. You like tennis? I'm like, sure, yeah. And he's like, okay, good, you're coming with me, I'll call you later. And I'm like, okay, what the fuck just went on, right? And look, I was getting used to it, because like, he was just like, I knew he was just like
the type, considering the call, story when you
call you, be like, oh, in 2 hours, we are flying to Europe. Come, like, you know, he's like, yeah, the type to do some crazy stuff like that. So I was like, okay, so what do you call? I think that evening he calls me, or we had dinner. He's like, motherfucker, pack your stuff, we are going to the US Open. And I'm like, wait, which US Open? And he's like, the US Open in New York. And I'm like, what the fuck? Excuse me, like, I have stuff to do. What the hell? Like, you know. And he's like, oh yeah, we're going to the US Open, so pack your stuff, tomorrow we're going. And I was like, okay. And I was just like, confused, intrigued, surprised. I'm like, what? What the hell? Like, I was super confused. And we went to the US Open, and it was so fun. Like, it was like, it was kind of a bomb, because the person we wanted to win didn't win. So I remember the last game, we were kind of bumped out. But after that,
was that the fun. US Open where like the whole thing with like Serena Williams like went off, where she like threw her racket and it was like a whole thing. And she got like kicked out.
I think it was 20.
Because I remember like talking about that freshman year for one of my classes.
Yeah. I remember,
so maybe that,
you talking about it, yeah, in one of your classes.
So probably like, yeah.
When was that one?
But it was like, it was fun. It was fun. We went like courtside. See, I guess that's what they're called, or like really like on the like, and he's like, just like go. And I was like, what the hell? Like, you know, I mean, I still knew him, right? But at the same time, too, it was just like weird. This guy like
invites me to
random stuff. Like, that was fun. And then we
that's amazing.
The funny thing is, like, we took a train right to New York, right? And coming back, he's like, no, we're gonna be late or something like that. So
late to what?
I think we're coming back late. So we flew in a private jet
from New York. Oh my god!
And it was just like, what the fuck?
That was like what, like 20 minutes?
it was actually what, like 30 like minutes? Yeah, or something or less.
Like, Presley's like,
yeah, it's like my private jet. Don't worry about it. No, it was just like, what? It was like we flew from like the private. This is
wow.
Weird.
That's a good life you're living, Presley.
But it was fun. It was fun. He's like, oh yeah, we're going to New York, like the U.S. Open, U.S. Open, and he's like, yeah, the U.S. Open. Where? What else? I'm like, what?
No. But you're like Camila and I. Like, you can't say no to anything. Like, yeah, we're all the same.
You invite me somewhere, I'll be there.
Like, no matter what I have to do, like, I gotta write like 10 pages in a foreign, in French, in Chinese. Yeah. It's like, oh, you want to go out? I'm like, my bags are already packed.
Like, yeah, no, I totally feel you. Like, that's true though. It's hard to say no.
Oh my god. Okay, I think this has been like such a fun episode.
Yeah.
We're so happy you came, Presley.
Yeah. Thank you guys. Thank you guys for having me.
And of course, you got to come back as we continue our adventures.
Oh, yes. Yeah, 100%. We have so much memories we've created right now.
And we're creating so much more.
We have to.
I can't wait till COVID is over soon.
Oh my God, yes.
Get back to our old ways.
Yes.
Thank you guys for having me, and it was fun.
Yeah. I'm sure all our listeners will love you. That's amazing.
Yeah, everyone wants to be Presley's friend now.
Yeah, right? we're like, he's so friendly. He like loves everyone. I'm just like going to hate you off.
They're just lying.
Can you like pay me now?
Yeah. How much, Camila?
Okay, well, thank you guys so much for listening. Please remember to follow, subscribe, like, go follow Presley, even though he never posts. Yeah, I'll start posting now
for you guys.
Yeah, if you have any stories from leave stuff in the comments about your opinions on our opinions of the best clubs in DC.
Oh yeah.
And yeah, so we'll see you guys next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.